Again, I apologize, sorry, with Sifkat Sif Hey. It's a separate din. Loyiga Bagigas Sheikhar, you shouldn't touch the beer inside the barrel when it's fermenting. Shemishmush Hayad Masira Sheikhar, because touching it with your hand ruins the beer. Again, there are two ways to learn it. Some learn the issue is it's a tuma issue and you shouldn't touch it with your hands before they're washing, and some learn some that the beer when it's fermenting gets damaged, it's like just bad for business. So some learn it's before washing, and that's the issue, and some learn it's stuffed. Don't touch a beer when it's fermenting, you'll ruin it. We'll see in a second, but so we're gonna be, we'll see in a second. The question is if it's an issue of tuma, why Mapeton beer is magical that it's the bad thing. Okay, fine. We'll get that in a second. I was going to point out, by the first more prosaic explanation that just ruins the beer, everyone knows that when you fill a beer and it's overflowing the bubbles, you stick your finger inside it and the bubbles on the spot, like, you know, fall down. It must be like the oils in your fingers or whatever. So something's going on there. Speak it out. Okay? So anyways. But that's that. If you look in the Sifkat and Yud Dalet, so it says here, he says, Master the Sheikha, you'll ruin the beer. Now he's going to extrapolate to now this to any food. If you touch food before you wash your hands, you shouldn't, for that, you shouldn't make the food asar. But the thing to do is, you should be careful, before you wash your hands, you shouldn't, with fatuma, you shouldn't, you shouldn't touch any food. V'im naga ba'ochel, what if you did, b'riyeved? So then he brings, you can yidichenu shalosh pavim, you can wash it three times. Obviously, that might work for an apple, it ain't gonna work for a, you know, cake, right? In any case, again, back to the good old, we're clearly makel on this, the good old, the Ger Tzedek of Vilna died, and Ruach HaTumah is from your hands is much depleted. Ruach HaRa is depleted. We do not do this. For all I know, people, there are people who wash things that can be washed. But anyways, V'chein, I'll say the mice in a second. V'chein, Ein Lishtos, Ashan, Tabak, Kodun Tilas Yadayim. Now, I believe what he's talking about here is smoking. Okay? I believe that's what he's, it's just a funny, mighty funny word. Said smoking? Yeah. Well, okay, I don't think they had, I don't know if they even had cigarettes back then. Or might be only pipes. Said, yeah,
it just says should not inhale smoke. Tobacco.
Right. I think in the year 1900 or whatever, I don't think they had cigarettes, rolled cigarettes, did they? Pipe, yeah, so I think that's the point. Exactly. Literally, the words literally mean, I'll just translate them, but Lishtos is to drink, Ashan is smoke, Tabak is tobacco, so you shouldn't drink tobacco smoke.
He's looking at it like it's muffled.
Yeah, so exactly. So don't deal with your smoking paraphernalia before you wash your hands. Now, let me tell you, halacha lemaisa. We look at this Gemara about beer, because Gemara chose beer as a special thing. We're afraid it means ruach hatumah. So we say, lechadchila, we look at the, perhaps the Gemara is generalized to all food, and we're lechadchila, don't touch any food before we wash until sidaim. B'di'eved, food will become mutter to eat if it was touched, except for beer. We're mocked by beer. If a person who hasn't washed his hands touches beer, that beer should not be drunk.
More than anything else.
That's how it's going to come out. La'alacha. The Papa's beer maker. I guess there are other beer makers. Yeah. So that's that. As far as washing the food and the children touching the food, it seems that we're relatively makely here. I just would point out for those who want to be mocked, that anyways, living in Eretz Yisrael, all your food's been touched by Jewish people who haven't washed their hands. I mean, everyone who picked your pomelos and whatever else, it's like, who says everyone's washing their hands? So, you have plenty to rely upon. I don't know, rely upon, but anyways, you gotta... But not by goyim, yeah, it's not by goyim. Indeed. Well, I guess Bezmanazen, they don't touch anything. No one's touching. Bezmanazen, nothing's touched. But anyways, so that's the halacha l'maisa. You should try not to touch food before you wash your hands. But yeah, but if you did, it's still edible. If you want to be makrovis, I think it's a malbim, you should wash them three times on each side. But like, listen, have anybody ever seen anybody do that before? I've never seen it done. Never seen it done before. Washing food that was touched on accident before. The important thing is to train